Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Show here on the Fan. Leroy Butler, inventor of the Lambeau Leap, yet to be named NFL Hall of Famer, class of 2020. I'm calling it right now. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro, whose postgame show back tonight after the All-Star break. 25 games left for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Okay, they put started a disclaimer up on TNT there. If something with happens, the Boston we're blaming Celtics. You forgot to mention
Don't
that.
Don't worry about it. They're going to win by 10. Spread's 5.5. It's going to be an easy cover again.
I got a lot of Boston fans. But this one Boston fan in particular, me and him been texting since a week ago waiting on this game. So this is a big deal.
Is this still a big deal?
It's like a playoff game to be still. I'm dead serious.
Is this still a rivalry for as many times as they beat up on the Bucks back in the 80s for you as a guy?
No, not really.
Like you see the Boston Celtics, you're like, I still just.
No, for me, when it was back when I really didn't like them was KG because I can't stand KG.
Yeah, what? Rondo now.
Right. I really didn't like them back then because of KG, and I wasn't a big Rayon guy. So for me, that's really what it was all about back then. Since then, I don't really care. I mean, we all know my love for Brad Stevens and how good of a coach I think he is. So I've got no ill will towards Brad Stevens. And then you look at the talent on this team. Gordon Hayward doesn't look like he's going to play tonight. So that's one less person the Bucks have to worry about tonight for the Celtics. Is it a rivalry? I don't know if it's a rivalry, but I'll say this. I think if I'm the Bucks, it still is. We're going to hammer you because we want to make sure if we get you in the playoffs, you remember what this is going to be like going forward in the series. And I think if I'm the Boston Celtics, I'm there to remind the Bucks that you may be in first right now, but we're still going to be the king when this is all said and done in the East. So I think it's a statement game for both teams. It's going to be a little bit harder for Boston than Gordon Hayward, but should be a good game.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm juiced up.
Is Uncle Drew playing? Is he healthy?
You're ready to rock and roll, right, Kyrie?
Yep.
Oh, man.
It's going to be a great game, man. TNT's not missing out on these games. And the Bucks are starting to get that national attention on Giannis. You look at that schedule, too.
Yep.
They got a lot of national television games coming up here.
Yep.
Leroy, what Packers free agent, or what player could the Packers sign in free agency that would be more impactful for you than Antonio
D
Brown?
D Ford, man. He ain't going to be available. They're going to franchise tag him, whatever. D Ford. There's your pass rusher. I'm going to pay him whatever he want. I loved him coming out of Auburn. And then if you could squeeze in, I'd love to get Landon Collins too, but he won't be available. Earl Thomas, he won't be available. But any of those safeties, veteran safeties that's available, and tell Mandela to pull up the top 10 safeties available in free agency.
Well,
and see who that is.
Earl Thomas is one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Landon Collins.
Get down to like 7 and 8, Steve. Who those are?
Adrian Amos is also going to be in there. A guy from the Bears that's going to be a free agent.
Trey Boston will be in there. That'll be another one. Just going down here. I've got the top 100 free agents.
Yeah, I want safety.
LaMarcus Joyner from the Rams is also going to be available this year.
I love him. I mean, he made $11 million last year on the franchise tag. I'm not sure if he'll be available, but just for now. What we're speaking right now, instead of Antonio Brown, I'm going to put together who I want free agents.
Okay, so 3 is Tyrann Mathieu. Okay. 4 is Ronald Darby. 5, LaMarcus Joyner. 6, Bryce Callahan. 7, Jason Verrett. 8, Adrian Amos. 9, Bradley Roby. 10, HaHa Clinton Dix.
I like Darby. I'm okay with that.
He's coming off a torn ACL, too. But
Vic Fangio, Vic is not on there. The safety, Vic Fangio, I think. No, he may not be on there.
Not on the top 10.
Now, I need you to pull up me the offensive tackles that's available free agency.
You can do it by offensive linemen, what I'm looking at.
Yeah, I'll go with offensive linemen.
Offensive tackles, here we go. Number 1 is Trent Brown. Number two, Juwan James. Three, Daryl Williams. Four, Matt Filer.
Oh,
no, not much. Huh?
I like either though.
Number five, Donovan Smith. Six, Ty Neschke. I think that's his name. Seven, Cameron Fleming. Eight, Jared Valdir. Nine, George Font. 10, Marshall Newhouse.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'll draft it that
Marshall Newhouse has to be 100 at this point.
Listen, if I can get D Ford, Darby, and any of the top three linemen that's available, I'm good. You can have Antonio Brown.
Do you want guards or would you rather have a tackle?
I'd rather have a right tackle or a tackle that can play both. But if it's a guard, I'm okay with a guard.
Guards are Roger Saffold, Ramon Foster, Quentin
Saffold's
Spain.
Got a big old butt, too.
Jamon Brown,
good
DJ
lineman.
Fluker, Andy Levitre.
Say pause when you say that. Fluke's available?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think there's better. Well, I like the guards a lot more than I like the tackles, I guess.
See, if you can get a guard in free agency, I'm okay with it. But if you can get a tackle in free agency, and you can, a 12 pick can be a guard. Here's the thing. I just plug three holes instead of just one that really don't need to be plugged at wide receiver. That's just a shiny object, a want, not a need. That's a want, not a need. That I don't think Antonio Brown puts you in the Super Bowl because it doesn't make your defense better. And if you can score 50 points and win 50 to 55, I mean, you know 55 to 65 or 30 to 35, hey, listen, it sounds good, people. But the real life is – protect Aaron Rodgers. Because Aaron Rodgers has a legitimate beef if he stepped to that podium and said, you guys have not legitimately given me a line that I can feel good about. But he's never done that. He's never did it. He could say, y'all be makeshift. Every year, y'all give me all these McCrays, the new houses. You know, y'all keep bringing back veterans who only play for seven games. Get me a line. Okay, you got me, Bacciari. Okay, good. Lane Taylor. That's good. But how about let's build this right side? I know it's not sexy. I know it may not even sell a lot of jerseys. But can y'all do that? Then I can get back to saying, okay, listen, I got enough time to do it. I don't have to do so much. We can run and throw the football. But I don't understand why people don't want to secure Aaron Rodgers. It's beyond me.
Also, Kurt Coleman of the Saints, free safety, he just got cut today.
He's also like 39 years old.
Yep, that's another one. He just got cut. So,
Sparky, where do you think the Packers could spend in free agency an impact player that'd be more impactful than Antonio Brown?
Doesn't exist. It's Antonio Brown, plain and simple. Have a nice day. Moving on. There's just not that guy. I mean, you could argue Le'Veon Bell, but after I see that he's apparently blown up, according to reports, I'm not interested
in
that.
It's a bee sting.
Oh, I'd still like to get him.
I think it's a bee sting.
You know what?
He's
I would
just
love
swelling
those
up from the bee sting.
That would be a great way. Excuse me. To find
is
out if it's
okay
true to bring him in here.
This
bring
guy's,
him in.
They got Aaron Jones. So let's get Antonio Brown.
Wait a minute. You just said Aaron Jones compared to Le'Veon Bell. Stop, Steve. Don't do that.
Well, it's not a need, Leroy. Yeah, it's a want.
I'm just saying we're just playing hypothetical.
It's
you mean
not
to tell
a need.
Me this
it's
guy
not a need. They've got a running back.
Are you kidding me?
It's not a need. It's a want.
I love you guys.
I love Showtime, but you're not Le'Veon Bell, man. Bell is a potential all-everything back.
Yeah, providing he's in shape.
Well, it's not a need at wide receiver. They just drafted a whole bunch of them cousins.
That's what I'm saying. It's not a need at running back either. They got Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams. And they don't need a right tackle because they got Brian Bulaga.
Man, turn his mic off.
Right? That's what you're saying. Well, I got a guy there. I don't need another guy.
I
got a warm body opposite Davante Adams. I don't need another one.
But you,
because that's what you've got. You've got a warm body opposite Davante Adams.
I got a clear number one. I don't need another number one.
Oh, listen to what you just said.
I got a clear number one. He's a clear number one. He's an elite receiver. We've went through this.
I'll say this again. You just said, I've got a clear number one.
Davante
Adams.
I
don't need another number one.
I don't. It's not enough balls. It's not. He's already getting 115,000 balls. He's already upset.
That's because they didn't have anybody last year opposite of him.
Juju
didn't have anybody on the roster last year. He had a bunch of rookie wide receivers who Rodgers did not trust. That's why he got 100 balls.
He's going to get 100 balls regardless.
Get him Antonio Brown, and now we're talking.
Now he come into 75.
Fine, and
but
they're going to win more.
Wait a minute. No, you won't, because as soon as Antonio Brown gets 70, he's going to turn over the water jug. And he's going to start yelling at LaFleur. What you doing, man? You ain't calling these plays. I'm A.B. You don't need that. You got a guy right now. They're putting up numbers. Matter of fact, putting up numbers just as good as Antonio Brown with no drama. I mean, come on, man. What is wrong with you guys?
Like, it's like when you call Gina Della to get yourself some new windows. There's just no drama. It's the easiest situation you can do.
The thing about this time of the year, guys, I know you guys, we've been talking about it for a while, about that whistling noise. And now it's been a lot of moisture. So now you see the little fog between your windows. You say, Mom, Dad, how do we get this out? I mean, maybe it needs to be replaced. Matter of fact, you can just put your hand over by the windowsill, and it's just cold and wet. It's just costing you money. I'm going to get you to the professionals to come over in 24 hours to set it up and sit down with you, and let's go and talk this thing through. I had a good friend of mine. He went through the same thing. He tried to cut back a little bit more. He was building the house. He got some cheaper windows and doors, and he's paying for it. But now guess who he has? Pella Window and Doors. Just go to PellaWI.com, sign up today. You can do a free chat online. Or for some people who really do not like to go on the internet, they just like to hear somebody's voice, old school. I have their phone number, 262-783-6600. That's 262-783-6600. And ask about all their financing. It's been fantastic, guys. 0% for 84 months, stuff like that. Just get into the conversation. How can you save money? And it's by going with Pella Window and Doors.
We're talking basketball, Bucks and Celtics with Sean Grandy coming up in about 30 minutes. Here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, Wendy's Big Show. But right now, you don't want Antonio Brown. Who you want? Who's more impactful than AB? Next on the Wendy's Big Show.
Lady, when you're with me, I'm smiling. Give me, whoa, 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 your love. Your hands build me up when I'm sinking. Touch me and my troubles are fade. Lady, from the moment I saw you standing, whoa, 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 alone, you gave all the love that I needed. So shy, like a child who had grown.
Song at UWM Panther Arena last week. Lady by Styx, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Baby Tausch, Anthony Mandela, intern mother plucker, Leroy Butler's dude on the other side of the glass helping us out today. And you at 414-799-1250. You want to weigh in on any of our conversations. And at live at 1057FMTheFan.com, at 1057FMTheFan is where you get your voice heard for Big Throwback, hashtag Big Throwback on a Throwback Thursday, brought to you by Master Z's, $25 gift card on the line. You could be selected when you vote, hashtag Big Throwback at 1057FMTheFan. Your nomination for what we're listening to next week, Leroy Butler went with the Monkees, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer in honor of Kurt Cobain with Nirvana. I went with The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, and Train on the other side. Once again, go with one of those or one of your own. At 105.7 FM The Fan, hashtag Big Throwback. No hashtag, no vote. It just doesn't work, and we will not count it. 20 minutes until we talk with Sean Grandy, play-by-play voice on the radio for the Boston Celtics before the Bucks take on the Celtics tonight at Fiserv Forum. Going to be a great one. Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show here after the game with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. It almost still feels like the Bucks, every single time they lace up the shoes, and they've been off since with the All-Star break, what now, 8 days? It feels like every single night that you turn on the Bucks game that they are going to win, which has been a strange feeling, something that I haven't really felt since like the 2014 Packers. Like every time you sat down for a game, you were expecting a victory.
Yeah, for the most part, I think that's where you're at right now, and especially against bad basketball teams, you're expecting to see a victory there too. And you know, the other thing about this team is not only do they win, but they kill people at this point.
They blow them out. Yep. Right.
They absolutely kill people. You expect Giannis to put up arcade game numbers every night, and then you expect Brogdon to put up his 15 or 16 every night. And then between Bledsoe and Middleton, you expect one of them to do something. And then off the bench, you know, just wait and see what happens, I guess, on a given night. DJ Wilson was that guy for a little while helping out. Now he's kind of lost his way a little bit. Ersan Ilyasova was in a funk for like a month or so.
Ersan came back.
Now he's figured it out, and he's found his way and has come back to be the player that they thought they were getting when they signed him. So that obviously is a good thing. George Hill is just that steadying presence. And he was on Milwaukee Basketball Hour last night with Bill Michaels and Steve Novak. So you can go back and check that out at Fan On Demand. John Paul's Buick GMC Fan On Demand at 105.7 FM, thefan.com.
Hopefully he joins Cutting Edge Outdoors one of these days.
Yeah, they should do that.
I know, right? He talks about
him killing boars and turkeys and stuff.
And Bush, you would love to talk to him about hunting on that show for sure.
I just said, man, why don't you just go to Pick and Save all that hunting? Save you a lot of time. I don't get it.
Somebody's got to kill the food that goes over to Pick and Save.
Yeah, let somebody else kill it. I ain't going.
I've noticed, but it's going to be fun tonight to see how this team responds against the Boston Celtics tonight, and to see how Boston looks in this game too. Because this is obviously a road game for the Boston Celtics, coming off a big break. You got to come to cold, frigid Milwaukee. Not that Boston's warm, but as they come to Milwaukee to play this game, you've seen all the love that Giannis has got, and Chris Middleton. We'll talk more about the piece written on ESPN by Zach Lowe coming up at 4 o'clock about Chris Middleton. Just blew my mind, the stuff that was in that piece. We'll do that at 4 o'clock. But all the love that Middleton's been shown throughout, the numbers they put up in the All-Star game, all that. I'm sure the Celtics about had it up to here with seeing all this Bucks stuff all the time, going, until they beat us in the playoffs and show that they're better than us, don't want to hear about it. I would expect Boston to come out and play hard tonight. I really would. And I think the Bucks are going to come out and play hard tonight, too. It's going to have a playoff feel, and you know it's going to be a sold-out crowd at the arena tonight.
I'm learning that.
In Milwaukee, right? Mm-hmm. So everybody's going to pay top dollar for those tickets.
Sadly.
And it's going to be a loud, loud playoff atmosphere tonight for that game.
Is it bad that like I'm getting tickets for this game, and like I'm remembering when you could buy tickets for like $3? I'm like, oh, man. It's kind of fun when the team sucked. You could just go down to the game and sit down wherever you wanted for $3.
Chris Middleton said that 15-win year was one of the funnest he's had.
That wasn't any fun for me. I'll admit, I had no fun during that year.
All that postgame shows. Shoo-wee.
Did you get paid extra for those?
No. No.
You can't answer that. Well, his girl maybe listening.
No.
Can't be doing that.
Nope.
Doing it for free, cuz.
Nope. Yep. Yep, that's true. Hey, tonight after you all watch the game, you just go and you crawl in those Brooklyn and sheets, and you get a good night's sleep. Whether the Bucks win, whether the Bucks lose, either way, you're going to get a great night's sleep with your Brooklyn and sheets. You spend a third of your life in your sheets, and it's about time for a bedding upgrade. And we're not talking any type of bedding upgrade. We're talking a five-star upgrade over what you're sleeping in right now. I did it. I love them. I look forward every night to getting into those sheets. Nice, soft, cozy, warm sheets. It changes everything. It changes how you feel the next day because you sleep so much better. Everything about it is great. Raving reviews from Business Insider, Apartment Therapy, and Men's Health. 500,000 and counting happy sleepers to go along with it. And Brooklinen was the first DTC bedding company, meaning they work directly with manufacturers and directly with customers. No middlemen, just a great product and service. And you can mix and match over 20 colors and patterns. My Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. Now, it's time for your upgrade. Brooklinen.com is giving you an exclusive offer just for Big Show listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code STEVE at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code STEVE at Brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code STEVE. Brooklinen, these really are the best sheets ever.
Antonio Brown going to join LeBron on his HBO show, The Shop.
Yeah.
Now they'll have some conversation on there.
Did you see everybody that's going to be on that show?
No, I didn't see the whole lineup.
You didn't see the whole lineup? Oh, hold on. Now, don't go to break. I got to tell you what this whole lineup is. This is going to blow your mind. The whole lineup is LeBron James, obviously, right?
Yep.
Anthony Davis.
Okay.
Antonio Brown. Jamie Foxx. Meek Mill. 2 Chainz. And Jared Carmichael.
2 Chainz.
That's everybody. March 1st on HBO at 9:37.
So he ain't going to invite no white players? What is going on with this?
No, man. There are no white people.
I need to get my hair cut.
They tweeted out a picture. There are no white people in that picture. No others either. Rami's not there.
Yeah. Something wrong with that. We got to fix that.
What?
We got to fix that.
Can I come with you to your barbershop?
Yeah, of course. There's a lot of white people get their hair cut over there.
Yeah, no, I don't know how to play spades. I'll learn, though.
They cut anybody hair with that. I'm a fast learner. So it's about the green. That's all the color they care about.
There's a pass rusher on the market that I think a lot of Packer fans could get down with, but I don't know if Aaron Rodgers could get down with.
I don't Packer fans don't want him.
Tell about it next when he's Big Sean. Big Show. Too much time on my with Sticks on a Throwback Thursday. Brought to you by Master Z's, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler, myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tosh.
Thief in here.
And Anthony Mandela, intern mother plucker. And Craig Carson, 105, 103, 7 Kiss FM. Smacking on our pork rinds.
Yeah, what is he doing?
Are they good? They good? Nice. There's Craig Carson. He's an interesting
fella.
Yeah, he's a wild
Kiss
guy.
Kiss FM.
Kiss FM.
You know he lives in Illinois.
You know he just screams in the middle of songs randomly. It's awesome. I'll be in the bathroom and all of a sudden God's Plan will be playing and Drake. I'll say,
Yep, that's it.
Just an animal. One of the best guys
ever. He was so sad, though, when his best buddy was not here, Jack. Yeah, he was so sad. I was like, what's wrong with Craig? Oh, Jack's not here. You know, like every break you go talk to somebody.
Sure.
And that guy's not here in the building.
But you
like
talk
a week.
To anybody every single break.
I love everybody.
Right, yeah.
He's just so sad.
Davante Adams 3 hours ago just tweeted out, y'all really think it's going to happen, huh? ? LOL.
Y'all know what he's talking about.
Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
What else could he possibly be talking about other than Antonio Brown?
That's why you leave it out there for
So he knows it's not happening.
Or he thinks it's not happening because he's Davante Adams. They don't need another one. I'm Davante. Don't need Antonio Brown. They got me.
They don't. He's right.
I really want him to sign Antonio Brown.
Why?
Because I want to see what he says on Twitter after they sign him.
He don't have any control.
He'll be
his teammate. He'll play with him.
What's he going to do? Antonio Brown? Is that what he's going to say?
He'll play with anybody.
I sure hope he doesn't say
anybody that.
Anybody
that signed, just when I looked up and I saw Steve McMichael come through the door. I hated that guy. When he hit the door, I loved him.
Most did.
He's my teammate.
It doesn't matter. He's still who he is.
Jimmy McMahon.
You guys never even just like the door, roughed him up a little bit?
No. You're on our team. We welcome. We don't have no control upstairs. So you got to let the fans do all the rhetoric. Stay out of it.
What if Charles Martin was still there when Jimmy McMahon would have walked through the door?
McMahon wouldn't have come through the door.
He would not have gone down so smoothly.
He never would have signed with that team had he still been there. No way.
But sometimes your agent gets the best deals for you, and the team that hate you, the team that love you, because they see you the most, and they give you the most money. You guys, remember you tweeted a long time ago? Hey, man, I don't remember that.
Right.
I'm here to play now.
Like the Packers know this dude. He cost them an entire 2017 football season.
No.
Anthony Barr, 27 years old, free agent. Right. Not going to be franchise tagged by the Minnesota Vikings. You want him in Green Bay?
I'm a Christian. You got to forgive. You got to keep it moving.
I'd take him in a heartbeat.
You think Packer fans would take him in a heartbeat?
Nope.
Packer fans would be fine. As soon as he's strip sack, Lebisky, pick up the ball and score. I want to. Mom, give me your phone. Why? Because I'm finna get a Barr jersey. I'm going to order NFL.com. That's how it happened. fans.
Nobody's ordering jerseys on NFL.com anymore.
Come on.
Everybody's smarter than that. Everybody's got some different website where you can get it off of a boat somewhere for free.
Hey,
right?
You get one at the barber shop.
Yeah, right. I mean, you're not buying a jersey.
It may say bar with four R's, but it still says bar.
I've bought jerseys off NFL.com.
Well, recently?
Yeah.
You know how people do that as soon as they see that.
Yeah,
their favorite player.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. NFLShop.com. Official licensor of the NFL. That's where you got to buy your jerseys. NFLShop.com. Same with NBA.com.
Is there somewhere else to buy them that I don't know about? I mean, you can go buy them in the store. Like, I like Fanfare over at Southwest.
Right,
that's a great store.
Yeah, or Name of the Game. You can buy all your officially licensed Milwaukee Bucks stuff in there, too.
Man, stuff seems expensive, man. You go in that store.
It ain't seem it is expensive.
It is, man. You look at some of the stuff in those stores. Like, again, it's not Name of the Game's fault. It is what it is. Whatever the team's giving it to him for, I'm not blaming it. It's on them.
So
you go
that's my point.
You
Chris Middleton, it's not his fault. It's not his fault, Steve. If the market says the jersey says $195, you can't blame the place was selling them.
You just hold on to your Chris Middleton love until 4 o'clock when we talk about the Zach Lowe article. You just hold on.
You just stay right there.
You just hold on. Just we'll talk about your guy Middleton at 4.
Sparky's been chomping at the bit to talk about this Zach Lowe article.
He always
Chris Middleton.
Cannot wait.
Just some cool stuff about Chris Middleton and some very forthtelling stuff about Chris Middleton.
I don't believe everything
free agency.
Leroy, 4 o'clock?
Yeah.
You and me, because maybe Todd's really one here. You and me, and if Gary was here, we might get to tell everybody I told you so at 4 o'clock.
I don't like rubbing it in on people because you know me, I'm very contradictory anyway.
Yeah, we might. We might.
It's fun.
Well, Sean Grandy might rub it in a little bit that the Celtics knocked out the Bucks in the playoffs last year. Voice of the Boston Celtics. I can't see him doing that. I can't see Sean Grandy getting into any fun trash talk in the media, but I'll try to do as much as I can. Sean Grandy, play-by-play voice of the Boston Celtics, joins the Wendy's Big Show next.
My heart is breaking, my body's aching, and I don't know where to go. So tell me, won't you tell me? I just gotta know. There's so many things I need to know. There's so many things I've gotta know.
Wendy's Big Show, Throwback Thursday with Sticks, brought to you by Master Z's. $25 gift card on the line. You tweet at 105.7FM The Fan.
Never heard that one.
Using the hashtag Big Throwback. That one was Crystal Ball by Sticks. Good old KS putting it all together for us as we hit the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Talk Bucks and Celtics tonight as the unofficial second half of the NBA season for your Milwaukee Bucks starts up with the team that knocked them out in the playoffs last year. Sean Grandy, radio play-by-play voice of the Boston Celtics, joins us now on the Wendy's Big Show. Sean, thanks for the time, man. Appreciate it.
I'm going to get some sticks in the show tonight, like bumper music or whatever.
There you go.
I haven't heard that in a that's way back. That's like big-time throwback.
Sean, I just told everyone to come sail away with us for the next 4 hours on the Big Show here today.
Nice. We're looking forward to the new building. Yeah, remember, Celtics haven't been here.
It's going
to
be.
We're one of the last teams to get here.
Right. And it's going to be a really, really fun game tonight. I expect it to be incredibly physical, Sean.
I think so, too. I think that, you know, it's funny we call it world condition to call it the second half of the year when the reality is the Celtics on this trip will go past the three-quarters point of the season over the weekend. So the finish line starts to be in sight. It's a difficult schedule for the Celtics with a lot of big games just like this. And I think this works out kind of nice because it's not a second half of the season. It is all, you know, not quite the home stretch, but you're almost there. You can see it from here. And so I think, it, you know, with the standings being the way they are, I think it's pretty amped up for these big games. There's extra spotlight on them.
And talking about the Celtics, you guys won't be at full strength tonight, it doesn't look like.
No, Gordon Hayward, I seriously doubt, is going to play tonight. And Aaron Baines, who's a really important piece for the Celtics. You know, you look at all the numbers, all the defensive metrics, all the when Aaron Baines plays this many minutes, the Celtics are much better, and when he doesn't, they don't do as well. And specifically with this matchup, because for the Celtics to have success against Milwaukee, You really need, you know, Al Horford to play the five and have Aaron Baines come off the bench with different guys. So it there's a trickle down effect with rotations when you don't have Aaron Baines. And Gordon Hayward, Celtic fans are nervous about it because it seemed like he's turned the corner a lot. People thought it was going to be a slow progression throughout the course of the year, and it hasn't. It's been very up and down, but he's put together his best four or five games of the year easily going into the break. So that's a setback. And you have now the Celtics have a legitimate max contract guy coming off the bench as a scorer on that second unit. Won't have him tonight either.
So the nice thing about having a play-by-play guy on is obviously you get to see every single game. You call every single game. So then when I have Bucks fans telling me what they think of the Boston Celtics, I can just go right to the source. So I've got some Bucks fans that believe this team is better without Kyrie Irving on the floor. And for me, I struggle with that, saying that a team is better without an all-pro. But you've obviously have seen them all year. What do you think?
It's an argument that I understand. It fills a lot of hours on radio talk shows in Boston. I think the general feeling, there's a growing negative feeling about Kyrie, which is over the last couple of weeks and couple of months, which I think correlates to the amount of time he talks to the media, which every time he does, I think that likability factor goes down. So I think there are people kind of looking for numbers like this. There are some numbers that back up, and you guys saw it in the playoffs last year. When the Celtics don't have Kyrie, they can win at home, but they can't win without him on the road, which obviously, needless to say, for the Celtics to get to the NBA Finals, which so many people thought they could at the start of the year, they're going to have to beat the Bucks on the road, they're going to have to beat Toronto on the road, they're going to have to beat both those teams on the road to pull that off, which is an extraordinary feat, which you need him to be at full Kyrie. But none of the numbers, the real numbers, back that up. He's a top plus-minus guy. He's a top net rating guy among the regular players. The Celtics with and without him are just a completely different team. And from the trickle-down effect of what it does to other guys when you have to put so much attention on Kyrie. So it's a fun sports radio argument, but no, the Celtics are not remotely better without Kyrie.
How much do you see look at the coaching aspect to see if Danny Ainge and Stevens are on the same page on how do you build a championship-quality team? Do they seem to be on the same page or are they far apart?
I think they've generally been on the same page, and I'd go so far as to say I don't think Brad Stevens thinks as much about building a team as a lot of coaches do. I think he's certainly at this stage of his career, he's very content just coaching the players in front of him. I think the way this roster was composed, the biggest question, I mean, when people say what's going on with the Celtics, why haven't they been as good as people thought they were going to be? When the reality is how far off of what they should be are they is another question. The perception of where they are in the standings. Once you start 10-10, I say this to people who get all uptight because the Celtics are going to finish third at best, and they've been fourth or fifth in the conference most of the year. If you think you're going to win the batting title at the start of the year, then you hit 250 for the first month and a half, you can hit 360 the rest of the year. You're not winning the batting title. Once you start 10-10 in a conference that has Milwaukee and Toronto, forget it. It's not going to happen. But when you think about championship teams, think about Golden State with Livingston and Iguodala. When the Celtics won 10 years ago, they had James Posey and Eddie House, quote-unquote role players, but that's sort of demeaning to me. Significant players on the roster, sixth man, seventh man, eighth, the guys you need to win. When you think of championship teams, those guys are generally veteran guys who've been around, they've made their money, they've had their place in the league, and they're not just content, they know exactly what to do and what is required in that role. The Celtics are trying to do that with 22, 23-year-old young guys who are still in their rookie contracts. And although the talent level is very high, that from a roster composition standpoint, that to me is the biggest challenge that Brad Stevens has had, is that there's a lot of high-end talent, but you're counting on a lot of it at a very young age to play roles. A lot of guys are on losing teams at 22 years old, but they're the go-to guy.
You would think they have a lot of pieces if they ever want to package some deals to get into the free agent market the next couple of years. But the guy I want to talk to you about is Jason Tatum. To me, that guy is on the cusp of being a real star. But how does he fit with these guys? And that's the one thing that Stevens has to figure that out. How does he fit? I mean, how do you get guys, the Jaylen Browns and all these guys, or even if you get the Terry Rozier's, those guys who went through the playoffs that were like in that Boston Bucks series, to be, whoa, where are these guys coming from? Without Uncle Drew, we thought the Bucks were going to win. But at the same time, these guys, he has to figure out everybody has equal minutes. How does he juggle that?
That's that's the complication of coaching this team. And he knew it from the start. And by the way, the Celtics, again, the opposite of that 10-10 start batting average thing I was using as an example is what happened to them last year when they lost that second game to the Bucks after the Gordon Hayward injury. Then they rattled off 16 wins in a row. That win streak couldn't happen again in a million years with the lucky breaks and the bounces and the things that happened. But they were 16-2, and they kind of, I don't say they coasted the rest of the year, but they didn't. They weren't very good in the second half. But the perception is the Celtics were better last year because of the early record and because they got by in the home court. They won all those home court games to beat the Bucks in the first round, a series that, you know, everybody knows could easily have gone the other way. And even the second round against Philadelphia, which was a five-game series, that could have been 4-1 the other way. Those games were very close. So the Celtics went farther than they should have, and that created the, you know, the perception and the expectations on this team. But we're just talking about with the roster composition. This would have happened last year if Gordon Hayward doesn't get hurt. You know, without Gordon Hayward and without Kyrie Irving, it gave a chance for those guys to flourish. And I think there was some, there was a bit of a hangover and adjustment for all those guys, for Terry Rozier and Jaylen Brown. And I think when I'm talking about that 10-10 start, and the Celtics have been pretty much as good as anybody from late November on, they played with at the same level as Milwaukee and Golden State and the elite teams. But a lot of that 10-10 start that we're talking about now came from those guys, Terry Rozier, Jaylen Brown, everybody sort of, you know, Gordon Hayward, who had 1 year earlier couldn't even walk. Everybody sort of figuring out their new place. I think the Celtics are in a pretty good place. They're in a much better place than they were early in the year. But, again, I think that perception of it being a difficult season has outweighed the reality of it because of that bad start.
Oh, Sean Graney, Celtics play-by-play guy here on the Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. When you talk about this matchup, Celtics and Bucks, what is your one biggest fear if these two were to play in a series as far as what could hamper the Celtics?
Well, I think Celtics fans should have a lot of fear. I think that 4 or 5 years ago, Golden State, when they won the first year, they stormed out of the gate, and they were the best team all year. And yet, because a team like that hadn't won, people were skeptical. A team like Golden State hadn't won. What's Steph Curry ever done? What have they done in the playoffs? And people couldn't really accept what their eyes should have been telling them about the year that they're having. There shouldn't be any question. As talented as Golden State is, as much experience as they have, and as well as they played the last month, there should be no illusion that the Milwaukee Bucks have been and are the best team in the NBA. There can't be, just based on the body of work. And it is extraordinary to see a team. We always talk about how the toughest thing to do, it's one thing to get from 25 wins up into the 40s, but to go from a 45, 46 win team to a 60 win team and a champion, that is the hardest job. And this team has made it without ease. And I don't know how much discussion, what the discussion is here, I don't know. But as the guy who voted for 18 years for MVP, to me, this idea the national media is putting out there that this is a two-man race right now, it's a two-man race for second between Harden and Paul George. To me, I always started when I voted as best player on best team, and I don't have any doubt who the best team is, and there's no doubt to me who the best player on that best team is.
Sean Grandy, what is your perception of Chris Middleton, too, being able to see him more of a national spotlight? Obviously, you saw him last year in the playoffs, and how well he played against Boston in the playoffs last year. He is a hot-button topic on Sports Talk Radio here in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I'm sure. And because nationally, everyone sees, you know, he's a big all-star game, and you see him from time to time, and that's the biggest difference. And when you're saying about talking to a guy that watches every game and sees every game, there's a little bit of that grass is always greener thing when you're seeing guys on other teams, because you're just usually seeing highlights, and you're hearing things about them, but you're not watching the little things in the third quarter of such and such a game that might drive you a little crazy about a certain player. I love the year he's had. I love the player he has become. I talk about dogs, the guys you have to have on your team, and what makes Toronto the difference between the Raptors teams that have faded the last couple of years. And when you add Kawhi to Kyle Lowry, that's just two guys that are going to fight. They're going to fight you. And that's what I love about Middleton. It's what I love about a lot of the guys on this Milwaukee team. I'm happy to see him get the kind of national attention. He earned it.
Sean, we really appreciate the time, man. It's going to be a fun game tonight, and we'll see you out of Fiserv Forum as
ask him a score.
Bucks take
who's
on the Celtics.
Win. Don't let him off the hook.
No, he doesn't have time for that. He's a grown man.
Yeah, he does. Ask. He's a big guy. He can answer.
You got a prediction for tonight?
I think it's going to be a good game. I expect it to be a fun game tonight. And I'll tell you this. If you want a prediction, here it is.
There you go.
This is the Celtics' only game in Milwaukee this year in the regular season. Get up to the third spot. And even if they do, I think there's a chance they get by Toronto. So I don't think there's any way. I mean, I'd be excited about a Boston-Milwaukee rematch in the playoffs. So I think we're going
to
get it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it already, Sean. Awesome. And then you can book it right away. We'll talk to you then when these two teams meet in the
Thank
playoffs.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, buddy.
Done deal.
Thanks, Sean. Sean Grandy, play-by-play voice of the Boston Celtics. Sean Grandy, PBP on Twitter. And Young Express is the place you go if you're looking for a career change, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Absolutely right. If you want to drive for a living and make a bunch of money doing it and really have nobody, you know, breathing over your shoulder every 2 minutes, so like you would be in a cubicle or working in an office or working in a factory, kind of get to be your own boss, run your own business, I got you. You get to work with Young Express. Now for Young Express, with them. You use them to make money for yourself and your company. This is how it works. You become a successful transporter of expedited freight. You go from point A to point B, pick stuff up at point A, drive to point B, drop it off, call back to your dispatch over at Young Express and tell you where to go next. Just that simple. Now, they're looking for full-time independent contractors and people that want to be local drivers. You get to stay within 250 miles of Milwaukee. Short runs, so you don't have to worry about driving 15 hours straight like over the road, guys. Get to sleep in your own bed every night, not have to worry about sleeping in your vehicle or getting a motel or a hotel to stay in. Your own bed each and every night. 99% no-touch freight. That means the freight is loaded and unloaded with a forklift. No manual loading or unloading. All you have to do is just drive your vehicle. It really is just that simple. With minimal investment in your own vehicle, and right now they're looking for people with cargo vans, sprinter vans, and tractor trailers, Young Express will provide you all the training necessary for you to become a successful transporter of expedited freight. Young Express. Join them today. You can find them at youngexpress.com. That's JUNGExpress.com. Young Express. Success drives them.
Sean Grandy just called Chris Middleton a dog. We'll tell you a lot more about that dog mentality and where it came from. Zach Lowe's piece at ESPN.com and 1057FMTheFan.com right now. You can check it out. We'll talk about it next. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.